The Act of Faith, June 10. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not the ground of our salvation, but it is the great blessing, the eye that sees, the ear that hears, the feet that run, the hand that grasps. It is the means, not the end. If Christ gave his life to save sinners, why shall I not take that blessing? My faith grasps it, and thus my faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Thus resting and believing, I have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, saving faith, is the act of the soul by which the whole man is given over to the guardianship and control of Jesus Christ. He abides in Christ and Christ abides in the soul by faith as supreme. The believer commits his soul and body to God, and with assurance may say, Christ is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. All who will do this will be saved unto life eternal. There will be an assurance that the soul is washed in the blood of Christ and clothed with his righteousness and precious in the sight of Jesus. Remember that the exercise of faith is the one means of preserving it. Should you sit always in one position, without moving, your muscles would become strengthless and your limbs would lose the power of motion. The same is true in regard to your religious experience. You must have faith in the promises of God. Faith will perfect itself in exercise and activity. It is of the greatest importance to us that we surround the soul with the atmosphere of faith. Every day we are deciding our own eternal destiny in harmony with the atmosphere that surrounds the soul. We are individually accountable for the influence that we exert, and consequences that we do not see will result from our words and actions. If God would have saved Sodom for the sake of 10 righteous persons, what would be the influence for good that might go out as the result of the faithfulness of the people of God if everyone who professed the name of Christ were also clothed with his righteousness?